you know, is got Coast Guard on it, and then we have Albert Wooded, which is private planes and Coast Guard base on it right there in the city, pretty much on the bay. And there's a college campus on it, near it, adjacent to it. The Clearwater Airport, but if you want a major flight from New York, you'd have to come in through Tampa.
Okay. If you were driving from one state to another, like from Florida to Georgia, what would you take?
Well, you'd take 275.
Which is a what?
It's an interstate highway. And then it would become I-75. It links right in with I-75.
Okay. As you're driving along, say you want to go to the bathroom or get a snack, where might you stop along this highway, this interstate?
Boy, anywhere you want.
Well, I mean, is there like any...
I mean, as far as the facilities, yeah. Easy access. I mean, well, it's limited access and all, but I mean... You can get off at anywhere, you know, if you want.
Yeah.
If you had to go to, or you wanted food, you decide what you want to eat and just start looking for a sign.
Well, do they have any, like, special areas where you can just pull off the like, it's sort of like right off the highway, not
rest areas? Oh, yeah, rest areas, yeah. Rest areas and also, well, some rest areas will be more furnished than others. Some will just be picnic tables or just a place off the road, while others will have facilities there, bathrooms and machines and stuff.
Okay. What is painted on the road to you know, help you stay in your lane?
Lines.
Well, I mean, like, do you know any, what certain lines mean, difference in the lines? I mean, don't they sort of, like, give you a message just the way...
Oh, yeah, like double lines. Double yellow lines mean don't pass, don't try to pass anybody. A single stripe, you know, alternating white, black, you know, means you can... It's usually just for a two-lane highway, that, but... Or also or on your side of the road, you know, you're sort of double, you know, with a median interstate. Then that means, you know, you just go ahead and pass if you want to. There's a yellow strip on the side of the road for, which means it's the side of the road. And it, you know, it's a shoulder line. And they're all reflecting, they reflect headlights, so in darkness you can see them. And then they also now, they put in these little reflectors in on these lines that where your tires will hit, so if you're accidentally going over, you know, your tire will bump it and that you will then know that you're starting to flow into the next lane.
You know, to get on one of these big highways, like you said, an interstate, what is it called, the things you get on it and then you come off it? What are those?
A ramp.
Yeah, is there a difference between these, like, to get on and to get off? What would you...
Exit and enter, you know.
Okay.
Access.
Are there other... Oh, excuse me.
Go ahead. No, I just said access ramps.
Okay. Are there other roads in town that have limited access? You only can enter them at certain places?
In town?
Yeah, in town. Like, or what would you call this kind of road?
Oh, it's a limited access road. You can only get on it at certain points in the city. Then it goes right through the city, and that's it.
Do you know of any...
Oh, these intersections, yes, yes. There's... Okay, well, there's several. There's one at 54th Avenue, one at 38th Avenue. I believe it's 38th or 30th.
Oh, you're talking about the interstate going through town?
Yeah, I thought that's true.
Is that I'm talking about other roads besides the interstate that might be...
Well, yeah, there's one-way streets, and, you know, they're all... Like, a set of roads will all flow in one direction. And,
But you can get on them at any street,
I suppose, yeah. I mean, yeah, the only one that would be pretty limited would be your elevated highway, the